You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've managed to trap the musicians in the room, and we've got them there for a little corrido. How are you guys all doing?
Very well.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
How does it feel after playing? It's stuck in a little booth in cold Dunedin.
It's actually really nice. It's quite peaceful.
Yeah, cool.
Quite calming, actually.
And because have you guys been down and played in Dunedin much before? Any of you?
We have played once before. How long ago was that? 3 years ago we played.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. With a full band.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is like one of a few different iterations of this project.
Yeah, yeah. We came down here with kind of the last iteration, the last band. Bella's actually the only person in the setup at the moment.
Yeah.
And we have a band that we'll be playing some of the other shows with, but this evening it's just the three of us, so stripped back kind of trio.
Cool. Yeah, that's really cool to hear. And you're touring some music you've just released. Could you tell us about that as well?
Yes, touring an album titled I'm Gorgeous, mm-hmm. that just came out about a month ago.
Cool.
A project that I've been working on for quite a long time, actually. Songs that I wrote maybe 5 years ago when I first moved to Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm based at the first, where we're all based at the moment.
Yeah.
And recorded that up at Roundhead cool. Studios with Paddy Hill.
Nice.
And yeah, I just took our time with it, tried to create something that hadn't heard before, so tried to be quite experimental, and I don't know, things just took their time, but now it's out in the world, which I'm really proud that is a truth
cool.
that I can share.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's nice to be playing the songs live.
Cool. And what's the like difference for the project as like a live thing, as opposed to, because if you played in different sort of iterations but you've gone to record in a studio, is it much of a different feeling and like instrumentation or approach when you go about playing stuff live?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, who you're playing music with influences the sound and the feeling of a song,
mm-hmm.
For sure. I think, to me, a song, when you write it or any time you play it, if you record it or whoever you're playing it with at the time, I feel like a song has a life of its own,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of moves and merges and forms in different ways, and yeah, so it is quite different how we're playing. I mean, we just played them as a stripped back trio, and to me they still feel like songs. They feel how they should be. And then with this different band that we're touring with, it is a different feeling. I mean, most of the parts are the same, but it has a different life. Mm-hmm. And all of that I love. I love seeing how a song changes. Some can gather meaning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good point. Thing. And so for people who haven't got the chance to listen to your music before, what can they expect coming up tonight? What kind of, are you going to do a similar vibe? Was this extra intimate because we're trapped in our little radio booth, or do you really bring that intimacy to your concerts?
I think there is a lot of intimacy in the shows we do.
Cool.
I mean, in the stripped back manner, mm-hmm. especially.
Yeah.
So what we heard on the radio, how we played them, is pretty much how we'll play them this evening,
mm-hmm.
And we'll play a few other songs as well, but yeah, hoping for some cozy, mm-hmm. quiet little, a safe little place, I
cool.
guess.
Yeah, you would pick the right spot for it as well. Pearl Dive is super chill.
Awesome.
Really, really beautiful spot for, especially for music like that as well. It gives real American lounge bar, speakeasy, you know.
Fantastic.
Like you all look like you belong in it already, don't worry.
Appreciate it.
And so, obviously, you're on the tour at the moment, and so that's definitely the big focus. But is that like a sign of sort of other ambitions for the project? Releasing an album, does it feel like you've kind of finally put it out there and you can relax, or are you, spinning around and running with new energy and planning on doing all sorts of goodies?
I think definitely usually spinning around with some sort of energy. Yeah, we'll play these, and then actually we've been organising, we're trying to figure out how to record another record of songs that
cool.
I've written with this group, with this band.
Mm-hmm.
So after the tour, we'll be looking to record that pretty mm-hmm. soon after. Songs that, I mean, this album I put out quite a while ago, so
mm-hmm.
Looking forward to recording songs that have been written more recently.
Yeah, yeah, cool. No, that sounds it's really exciting. And it's nice to be able to sometimes put out that music physically as well as like on you know, on the radio or whatever people listen to, but to be able to go around and showcase what it is and then use that as a way to kind of give it up, or like you said before, it can get a life of its own and those tracks can discover new you know, new mana or new like bits of specialness to them that they pick up when you're traveling around and performing them. And stuff.
Yeah, playing live is somehow a cyclic kind of full circle thing with what I've noticed, just in hindsight, of writing and recording and then getting to play.
Like
getting to play them songs live, I think, does really finish the loop. And I think something within, I don't know, something like within me can then fully let it go and really wholeheartedly move on to something else.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think these songs have been knocking around inside me and for a while now. So it's to be played, I'm really excited to play them live over the next few weeks. Is going to be a really nice thing to
do. Awesome. No, really cool. And so, yeah, audience members, definitely pop on down to Pearl Diver to check it out. It'll be super cool. I'm very keen to hear it. I was kind of wondering about what some of your, like, musical background or influences and stuff have been from the music scene in Aotearoa, or, like, inspirations from people and artists who help, you know, you get into music, whether that be, like, actually helping you organize and start joining music communities, or just artists that you, like, really looked up to younger and things like that.
Yeah, I got into music quite kind of later, in my early 20s, and I think what, like, bands like Marlon Streaming and Soaked Oats and Nicholas Franchise, I think they're such good friends of mine, and seeing them write music and record music and put it out was really inspiring, because I knew them well, and and it felt only a small step away to be able to do that myself and put a band together. So that was really, like, that was very inspiring in the early days. And then since then, artists like Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground, and JJ Cale, and then later on kind of Nick Cave and Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan have been really inspiring for me.
Cool, cool.
Lyrically and also, the sound.
Yeah, yeah, I can see a bit of that vibe. That's really cool. Well, yeah, it's been a real pleasure to have you on, and it was super beautiful performance as well. Have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti?
Well, if you're free, come along this evening and hear some music. Just so great to be here. I studied here, Bella studied here as well.
Cool.
So it kind of feels like coming home.
Yeah.
Would love to, like, kind of live here again. There's something so peaceful in the air, so just love coming down here, and it's great to talk to people and meet people. So, yeah, thanks for having us here in the city.
Cool, no, all good. And hopefully you managed to bring some of that returning home energy as well, because I can imagine that it would be fantastic to hear that from you guys too.
Yeah.
Enjoy your show, and I hope you enjoy your stay here and the rest of your tour.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
Here we go. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.